Mickey.
They get transformed by the renewing of your minds. Welcome to Moments with the Queen.
Really excited to know that you are here to join me on the This Amazing Open Heaven. Thank you so much, Miranda Curtis, for this very beautiful song. I really like this song. Okay, this is the Moments with the Queen show. If you're just tuning in, welcome, welcome. There's always room for more. So throughout this month of July, we have been looking at business impact and profit. And of course, the very first Friday in the month, we looked at life as a business. We looked at business from the point of being empathetic and understanding your customer. We also looked at your personal brand as a business. And it was really exciting. If you missed out on that particular episode, you should check out the Moments with the Queen podcast so you can catch up. Okay. All right. Okay. And of course, last week we had the very amazing, really amazing Steve Harris. And Steve Harris thrilled us with mastering the business of your talent. If it is your first time to listen to the Moments with the Queen podcast, I want to let you know that you have stumbled on gold, okay? So just make sure that your alarms are set and ready for 7 p.m. every Friday and do not miss out on it for any reason. Steve Harris had some really amazing PowerPoints. One of the things that I left with last week was, if you do not value your value, others will devalue it for you. You know, that is so profound. And even also, I talked about another one. He said, you know, it's not what you do not have that limits you. It's what you have, but you do not know how to use. Now, while there may be many limiting factors to a person, but the fact that you even have something and, you know, making the most out of it, you want the world to recognize you, but the people who recognize you, how much have you influenced them? How much have you transformed them? How much have you actually impacted them? You know, you want the world to know your song, but the people who know your song, the 2, 3, 4, 5 persons who know your song, how well has your song blessed them, or how well have they vibed to it? You know, stuff like that. So Steve Harris said a lot of things. If you missed out on that last week, you can also get it on the Moments with the Queen podcast. Today, I'm bringing you some research. I'm going to be talking to you about different types of resources. And of course, I'm going to be opening the phone lines for you to call in, you know, and ask your questions. All right. So I'm going to be talking to, you know, the very first Friday, we had a caller who called in to ask, what are some businesses that you can start with 30K? And I told you I was going to do some research and I will get it out. So this season, where a lot of teenagers who were supposed to perhaps be in school in SS2 or SS3, you know, are seated at home, what are some things that you can do to get yourself better, or, you know, to make money? So I did a bit of research, and basically I would be sharing some of these things with you. So if you have a pen, it would be great for you to get a pen, because I will just be listing out. Okay. Right. All right. So get a book and get a pen. Mm-hmm. And then also I will be talking about different kind of resources. I have mentioned this before, but I'm going to mention it again, and I would keep mentioning it until we can actually really get to internalize it. And also I would leave you with, you know, one or two resources that you can also do your own personal work with. Okay, so we starting with some types of resources. Now, remember that whenever we talk about business, you know, when we have the Sell Your Market show, and a lot of persons, when we say, okay, sell your market, yeah, it's time to sell your market, some people don't really know what to say, because they are really yet to understand this thing called the market. Now, we have financial resource, and then you can now think about money, you know, cryptocurrency. Yeah, so you can think about cash, you can think about money, financial resource. And then of course another kind of resource is the human resource. I usually say that whatever money can give you, people can give you, That's true. So don't look down on anybody. Okay? So sometimes I remember one time when I was going through a growth phase in my life, and I came to the realization whereby someone asked me that if you go through your contact list right now, say you have about 500 contacts, can you confidently tell yourself that you have 500 contacts that can give you 1,000 naira each? Now, 1,000 naira seems little, but if 500 persons gives you 1,000 naira, that's about 500,000 naira. Mm-hmm. So that already has made you half of a millionaire. Yeah, all right. And then, of course, you have the fact that 500 persons may want to give you 2,000 naira. So sometimes when you demystify big figures, so maybe you think about 5 million and 5 million seems a lot, and then you'd be like, okay, so 5 million is 1 million in 5 places, and then 1 million is 100,000 in 10 places. And so when you begin to break it down like that, you know, you demystify the whole thing. So we have human resource. So if you plan on starting a business, if you already have started a business, remember human resource. Steve Harris mentioned something last week, something that was also very profound. He said a lot of persons, a lot of entrepreneurs have contacts, but they do not have access. You know what it is to have contacts and not have access? That is like, you know, you say you know this person. Have you ever seen people who, not to say it's exactly wrong to probably want to snap with celebrities and quote and unquote kind of thing, you know, but you see people who, they want to farms person. So probably you see someone who's well celebrated and you take a picture with that person, and that picture becomes your profile picture, that picture becomes your wallpaper, that picture becomes everything for you. But the question is, do you have access to that person? If you want to see that person again, can you see that person? So you see, there's a contact, you know, probably physical contact. You came across the person once and then that is about it. Remember I said that this is not about the fact that you cannot farms your celebrities. I mean, if you like people and you get an opportunity to take pictures with them, why not? If not, by all means, please do so. All right, but that is not what you should be about. You should also look for ways with which you can get access to these people. I've said it before and I would say it again. Learn to treat celebrities like human beings and treat human beings like celebrities. So treat celebrities like people and treat people like celebrities. I'll take that again. Learn to treat celebrities like people and treat people like celebrities, because, hey, people who you really celebrate, they are people too. Okay, so when you're coming across to a person, know how to give a value proposition. Last week, Steve Harris mentioned it on the show. He said, people get to meet persons, you know, perhaps there's something you've done and people are inspired, you know, somebody looks at you, somebody hears you and like, wow, you inspire me, which is awesome and nice to hear. And then the next thing you get to hear is stuff like, I want you to mentor me, you know. And Steve Harris said something, he said, I want you to mentor me is not a value proposition. What do you have to offer? So these are simple ways with which you can actually get to penetrate human resource, you know. Someone once said something to me, you know how it is when a big man, quote and unquote, a big man, whoever it is that you refer to as a big man, you're listening right now, maybe you have one big man, you know, in mind. You know, a big man, you feel like this big man waiting, I won't buy him when he no gets. But the truth is that you can say, Oga, take for the kids. Use this one. Let just give it to my children at home. Sir, you what you have is 5,000 naira. Oh my God, 5,000 naira is too small. How am I going to give this man? Sir, take for recharge card, please. I just bought airtime. I just sent it to you. God bless. It's not, you know, it's not. See, does the man need your 5,000 naira? No, he does not. You know how the Bible says it? It said, by all means, without any contradiction, the lesser is blessed by the greater. Okay, so it's like you're given, it's almost like you're sowing into what this person already has. Because if you have access to this person, you know, the resource that comes your way is vast. So you should learn how to maintain relationships. You know how when it's December, people like to want to buy hamper packs and go to say, thank you, sir, for patronizing me. Thank you for doing business with me this year. These are ways with which you can actually develop human resource and leave from just having contact to having access. Be intentional about adding value to people. Do you know value is not only about money? Many times, you know, that's why we're talking about these types of resources. Okay, so be intentional about adding value to people. It could be a simple text. I thought about you this morning, sir, and you are in my prayers. God bless you. It's 4 naira. It's 4 naira. You know it's this person's birthday. Go way ahead. It's 4 naira. Please don't do the WhatsApp. Some people do WhatsApp happy birthdays. It's not even enough that they are saying happy birthday on WhatsApp. They still cannot spell it completely. They will type HBD. Is it laziness in typing or what? What would it take you to type intelligently? HAPPYBIRTHDAY. Absolutely nothing. But we just want to type HBD. Like, it's gotten that sweet make we just drum. Sometimes it's better not to celebrate a person if you probably would not do it well. And another kind of resource that a lot of persons actually downplay, which is why you should listen to the very first episode of this particular show on the Moments with the Queen podcast, is perception resource. And for you to really understand perception resource, you also have to understand branding. You also have to understand positioning. All right, I'm going to go on a quick break. This is the Moments with the Queen show. If you're just tuning in, welcome, welcome. There's always room for more. My name is Queen Sisan, and I'm excited to know that you are here listening, like blue perhaps where your ear pierce, you know, maybe you're driving in your car, you know, you're just having a good time. Any Asha when you listen, it's nice to know that you are there. I'll go on a quick break and I will be right back. Don't touch that dial.
Would you love to be part of a community committed to growth and development through faith, capacity building, and mind transformation? Are you ready to give your all to move from whatever state you are now into a better phase of life? Then be a part of something awesome. The Moments with the Queen community is a community geared towards your lifting, so in the end, you can lift others. We are all a work in progress. Join us on Facebook and Instagram at Moments with the Queen Community. Remember, transformation is in action.
They get transformed by the renewing of your minds. Welcome to Moments with the Queen.
It's Moments with the Queen.
All right, really beautiful and amazing at the same time to know you're still there. Isn't it nice? Yeah, it is. Okay. So this month of July, we have been talking on business impact and profit. In case you're just joining in, welcome, welcome. There is always room for more. My name is Queen Sisan, and this is the Moments with the Queen show. We started a couple of minutes ago, and today I am basically bringing you resources, telling you different kind of resources, different types of resources. And also, I did a bit of research where I get to tell you about businesses that you can start with about 50,000 naira. That is, if you're listening to us, you would relate more with these businesses if you were based in Africa. Okay. All right. So if you're listening and you are not in the continent of Africa, I would advise that you can do some extra research, you can look around your skills and expertise, and there still would be a thing or two that you can get out of this particular segment of the show that would help you to know what you can get to put your money in, you know, to start up a business. Okay. All right, so I was talking about perception resource, and I said if you understood what I talked about the very first Friday in this month, then you will get to understand what it is about perception resource. Perception is how people see you, how people see you, how people perceive you. Okay. And some persons can actually use this to get a lot for themselves. You know how they say when you want to get a contract and you probably want to go for a contract that's worth millions, there's a way you're supposed to look. You know, there's a way you're supposed to dress. There's some kind of things you're supposed to be using, because you know how people say money is attracted to money. truthfully, actually, money is attracted to money. And I talked last, the very first Friday in the month, I said, building a personal brand is not about trying to be what you're not. I said it's a mixture of sincerity, authenticity, and excellence. So you have to be intentional about how you show up. You have to be intentional about what comes to mind. You know, when people think about you, I said, when people think of you, what comes to mind? So when people think about Queen Sista, like, oh, inspiration, oh, leadership, oh, she likes talking about capacity building, oh, transformation, oh, action. You know, they're just things that you know should come to mind. When people think about you, what's your name? Let's guess. So Joshua, your name is Joshua. When people think about Joshua, Joshua Adams, what comes to mind? Think about yourself. You can ask your friends, send an SMS. When you think about me, what comes to mind? What is one job you think that I can do? What is one thing that you think that you can associate with me? Okay. It's a perception resource, and it starts by rebranding yourself. It starts by rebranding what you do. It starts by rebranding how you appear online, how you appear offline, how you appear anything that has to do with your name. I'm really, personally, I get to be that intentional. And so I like to, you know, it's called leaving a footprint. I do it intentionally. Okay, so I'm going to give a personal example. So if you listen to Grace FM a lot, one of the things you probably have observed is that whenever I read the news, one of the ads you would always hear is Drug Nabatin Oringo. It's intentional. It's as something as trivial as that. I mean, it's just an ad. So what's the heck? What's But then the idea is, when you're listening to the news and you hear drug now bad thing, like, oh, is that Queen Sista? Why? Because consistently, whenever I'm going to play the ad, it's either I'm starting with it or I'm ending with it. The aim is just to be different. So there's an aura that it comes with. There's something that when you perceive it, like, oh, I think I know that this thing, it's just like a perfume. You know, there's some persons who are so good with this thing called body sprays and all that they're consistent with what they use. And whenever you perceive a particular scent, you say, it reminds me of this person. That's almost how perception research works. And, you know, when you get to rebrand yourself and rebrand your business and rebrand what you do. So when you come to mind. Meanwhile, a very big shout out to Dilla's Bakes and More. I really want to say a very big shout out to Dilla's Bakes and More. You can check them out on Instagram. She's my cake plug here in Lokoja, and I do not mind giving that a very huge mention. Now, one of the things that happens whenever I have Dilla's Bakes cakes is I feel like I have a bite and I'm like, Recently, I got to have cake somewhere else. Like, I had cake and I was like, I think I have tasted better. And then I stayed back by myself and I'm like, sister, you've been spoiled. Like, I feel like she has spoiled me with how her cake tastes. You know what? I don't know how she does it. Wusilat, I think that's her name. I can't remember the other name, but Wusilat, Dilla's Bakes and More. Whenever I taste this particular cake, If I should, for any reason, taste that cake outside, I would know that, hey, I know who made this cake. I know who made this cake. She's that intentional. Repetition, like consistency, that's what it does. It builds an image. It builds a perception. But when you're the kind of person that says A today and tomorrow you're doing B and next tomorrow you're doing C, you're not being intentional. And you have to be intentional about how you live your life. All right, next up is intellectual resources. You know those kind of people that used to do assignment for people in school? You have intellectual resources. Do you know how to? Can you think about how you can make use of it legally? So you don't have to tell others to be lazy, right? That kind of thing, and encourage your whole kind of laziness. But intellectual resources. So I'm going to be telling you how you can convert intellectual resources so you can make money. I'm going to actually be mentioning that right after that's on the other hour before I get to take calls. And lastly, we have, you know, physical resources, maybe lands, you know, houses, you know, as the case may be. Now, heading on next, I will talk about what you need to know when you want to start a business. Maybe you want to start a business or you have already started one. You know, last week somebody called in and she sent a voice note rather, and she talked about the fact that she runs businesses, but then she gets to quit because she loses steam and stuff like that. Man, if you're getting into this, you have to be consistent. Consistency has to be something. For me, I'm someone who, if I want to do something, I like to make sure I weigh the pros and the cons, you know, and I like to be sure that I'm getting into this for the long haul. So I'm thinking 5 years, I'm thinking 10 years, I'm thinking how can this thing continue? Location may change, you know, environment may change, but how can it continue? Okay, so if you are thinking about this, you have to always think consistency when you want to start a business. It's important. Okay, so these are things that you get to ask yourself, that if you can do them properly, you will not start a business and then after a while you're like, I'm no longer doing it. Okay, so maybe you're listening and you've started a business before. There's no wahala. Sometimes closing a business to kick off with another is not retrogression. What do I mean by it's not retrogression? Like, that probably was the best decision that you made. Do you get? So it always depends on where you are at. Now, the very first thing you have to do is know yourself. Now, there's something called a SWOT analysis. You're listening to me, you probably have heard it before, but if you've never heard it before, write it down. SWOT, SWOT. It talks about your strengths, your weaknesses, your opportunities, and your threats. And if you go online and type out a SWOT analysis, you will definitely see documents that would aid you to do it for yourself. You can ask people as well to do it for you. What are my strengths? What do you think are my weaknesses? What do you think are the opportunities that I have around me, with me, or around my strengths? And what are the threats? What do you think that if I don't take care of this thing, it could actually make me probably lose the mark or go off guard and all that? So your strength, your weaknesses, your opportunities, and your threats. You have to know this about yourself because it would help you stay consistent. When you know that you're the kind of person that if you're probably in a particular kind of environment, you get all bored and draggy. Since you already understand that, you will try your best so you get to avoid those kind of environments. So it's important that you know yourself. Know what you like, know what what you really want. Everybody has something that they like. Okay? Another thing that you have to do is analyze your industry. Analyze your industry. So on our platform, I uploaded photos, excerpts from the last class that we had with Steve Harris, because he mentioned about 8 questions that business owners or in people who intend to start businesses, especially when you want to monetize your passion or monetize your talent, he mentioned about 8 questions that you should ask yourself. Okay, and these questions are very important, because if you can actually get to asking yourself this question, it would help you. And when we talk about asking yourself this question, DPD, don't just do an over the surface, all right? So when you get to know, what is my passion? These questions are deep, right? They may take time. But when you start asking yourself these questions, it's easier for answers to locate you. So you ask, what is my passion? Okay, I like to sing. Then, what problem does my passion solve? Oh, the kind of songs I like to sing, or the kind of songs I sing, you know, these are the kind of songs that lifts the spirit of people when people hear me sing. You know, people who are depressed will be lifted. I'm a psalmist. I'm like David. Amazing. Now, who are the persons who have the problem? Oh, well, I think very old people would have the problem, say maybe because they're old, and just giving an example, not every old person, some. Now, maybe because they're old and, you know, they've lost a lot of people who are their age, and right now they're lonely and there's nobody to take care of them, and maybe their children are busy and, you know, they have that kind of life and, you know, they're not really happy. They wish they would have it better. I think those kind of people. So how do I get them? Well, I think the children of those kind of people will be happy to get me to perform for them if that would lift up every burden that they may have. So how would they get to you? How would they get to you? Okay, I'm not properly positioned. I have to build a brand around myself. I probably have to get to every single person that I know, and every single person get those person to know, get to somebody else that I have a passion for. Oldies, people who are old. Put them together, put together a concert, an orchestra, something. if you know that these people would genuinely value and appreciate your music. So you go out there, there's publicity, you start flying, people hear what you do, you know, it goes up the first time, it goes up again, it keeps going off. And then the next time you hear this old person say, I just want you to bring this person, bring him for my birthday. I would pay. Let him come. He lifts my spirit. So you see, you are already, you know, giving value and a host of other questions. You can see the rest on our platform. Or you can check us up on Instagram, MWTK Community, MWTK Community. And you see the other questions there and you can get to answer them. All right, I'll go on a quick break. And after I go on a quick break, I will tell you three other points to note. And then I'll go right ahead to make a list. I'll be making a list really fast. So that's why I asked for a pen and a biro. I'll be making a list really fast. Businesses, you can start with 50K and the likes, and then I would get to open the phone lines. And of course, next week we would be having Iyore Obuigwe. He has promised to give us a very valuable content, and that content talks about how to sell in 60 seconds. Remember that we do the Sell Your Market show, and I gave 40 seconds. So since Iyore is doing 60 seconds, so maybe we would lift up the time for how to selling your market to 60 seconds. But how can you sell yourself in 60 seconds? We will be talking about that next week. All right, but this is where we get to go on a short break, a really short break. I'll be right back. Do not go anywhere. My name is Queen Sisa, and the queen of the airwaves, K to the W to the double E to the N to the S to the I to the S to the A to the N. I would be right back. We are on. It is still the moments with the Queen, and Queen Season is here with you, and I have been with you since about 7 o'clock. All right, so we are still talking on different resources, and I told you I made research and I'm willing to share it with you if you're about, you know, starting your business, or probably you have started already. These are ways that you can reevaluate what you stand for, you know, where you can get better, and where one or two things can actually get to expand than where they are at the moment. All right, so just before the break, it talked about knowing yourself, analyzing your industry, where I got to talk about questions that Steve Harris asked, you know, that you can actually get to ask, and also for the research on what it is that you want to do, the industry that you are trying to, you know, profit solution in, and how they function. And of course, evaluate your target audience, the people that you're trying to get. What is their average income? How much do they earn? So if you sell electronics, who are your major target audience? You know, what's your source of income? Who are they? Are they civil servants? You know, are they youths? You have to always understand that. And then, of course, register your business. You know, many times it's, you know, maybe because of financial constraints and all that, a lot of people set up businesses and they're not officially registered. I talked about it the first week in the month, and I'm saying it again. It's always important that when you start up your business, look forward to registering it. Now, one of the resources I said I'll be sharing with you is, please write publicsearch.cac.gov.ng, publicsearch.cac.gov.ng. Now, this particular site helps you to check your business name. That is if you've not registered already. So you would know if the name is available. So you don't get to pick a name that, because that in itself already shows that you're not thinking long, you're not thinking far, you're not thinking about 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. Because if you're thinking that you want to make an empire, or you want to make, then you should be sure that your name is unique to you. All right, so publicsearch.cac.gov.ng. I'll take that again, publicsearch.cac.gov.ng. Officially, please go to an official CAC place and office and make sure you register your business. But you can always do a public search and see, because if your name is taken, when you search for it, you would see the person, or you would see the name, you would see where the business is located, you see the RC number, you know, and all that. Now, next thing for you to do as a business attendee or someone who already has a business is set up your space. So a lot of people know how to set up their physical space. So perhaps you have a business and you're working from your house, you know. But then there's an online space, and that is where I keep on hitting it. For example, in Kogi State, we have not maximized, and I say it sadly, the world is a global village. What you can see physically is way lesser than what you cannot see. So you should plug into that place, plug into that space, go online. If you have a business, go online, position yourself online. Think about the fact that, you know, be that kind of person who you just think, if we have foreigners in the country, say maybe they traveled, they came to Abuja or something happened, and they said, let's just go through Kogi State and say, okay, I think I would want to have shawarma, or I would want to have pizza, or I want to have stuff. When they just go on Instagram and they click shawarma plug in Kogi, poof, you pop up. Right now, I can't even think of any because I don't know. So if you want to have, okay, I think one just came up. But then, yeah, so if you want to have shawarma or, okay, something, just be online. Please be online. What do you sell? You sell cars in Kogi State, be online. Car dealer in Kogi. Okay, if you still don't, if you probably don't know how to go about online management, no problem. Just call me, consultant, okay? Kwensisan. You can reach me on any social media platform via that handle, Kwensisan. And of course, if you are someone who is trying to position yourself to get a job, maybe you want to get a job, an official kind of work and all that, LinkedIn is your space, but that's a talk for another day. All right, so quickly, another thing you should look out for depending on your business is a website. A website makes you, how would I put it? It gives a kind of a certain level of respect. Personally, I am working towards one, like it's in process, seriously, you know. So when you think, okay, so you have to click www. It just takes away a lot of stress, okay. All right, so down to what I talked about, businesses that you can start with 50K, at least 50K. Now, these businesses, you can always expand them. They can always be bigger than this. They can always be more than this, you know, and all that. But right now, according to what this amount can carry, you can start a baking business. You can start a fast food business. Yeah, you don't really have to get the big buildings and all that. If you can have a spot or a space with an umbrella and you're cooking, just be excellent. Put in quality. You can start making plantain chips and packaging them. You can sell drinks and water. Mm-hmm. You can get into small-scale farming. I talked about that day as well. You can start a smoked fish business. You can start producing soap. Remember, it's not just about starting these businesses. If you don't have the skills to sustain them, they will still flop. That's the truth. So I'm just doing all this. This is just research, okay? Whenever I tell you things, it's left for you. You know which of these words I have said has gotten to you most. That's why I always encourage you to have a pen. Put it down. Go and do your own study. Dig deeper. Okay, so I may be talking and I'm saying something, and you know, it's reaching out to a lot of other persons, but you know what you caught. Hold on to it and research. Dig deeper. Don't just wait and expect coincidence to be to do everything for you. No. So you have to also dig deeper. All right. Perfume production, bead making, social media management. That's my space. You know, anything that has to do with media, just bring it to me. Mm-hmm. All right. So social media management is something that you can start with even less than 50K. Even with 20K, if you're very serious. You can start managing social media pages. All you have to do is to be very good at what you do. Know how to approach brands. Know how to approach. There's so many big brands already. For example, I look at myself and I'm like, Very soon, I'm going to be having like almost 4 Instagram pages for 4 different outlets and businesses. Like, okay, so there is this particular thing that you're doing. There's this particular thing that you're doing. There's the community. There's this. And all those things have to be online. So at the end of the day, you find out that many businesses have this huge need for social media managers. But you're at home and you have a laptop and you're watching film for money tonight. I'll leave it there. All right. And of course, we have content developers. I talked about people with intellectual resource. This is where you can sell your resource. There's a platform called Medium, M-E-D-I-U-M. Sorry about that. All right. M-E-D-I-U-M. Medium. You can actually jump in and get to write. It's a space where it's not restricted to just Africans. You can write from anywhere you are in the world. Okay. So go there and put out content. You can also put out content even on Facebook. Of course, popcorn business, you know how that all. Graphic designs, dry cleaning, ice block production. Just get water in a bag, man, and do a lot of marketing. And then voiceovers. Okay. So then businesses, you can start with zero funds. Like you don't need money. Now the thing with this is, any business that you want to start or anything you want to do with zero fund, just know it would require skills and services. So you cannot just stay and not know how to do anything and not have money and you're like, tell me, Quintessan, what is the business you can start with zero funds? Wonderful. Wunderbar. All right, amazing. Okay, but so one job you can do without really having money is marketing. One of the things with people from the East is that they, and that's why I think that's one of the reasons why you rarely see an Igbo beggar. Rarely. I don't know if they exist, but then rarely. They've understood the whole idea of sales. You see a little boy, may not have money, yeah, but he has gone to one shop, one supermarket, where a lot of travelers come around, and he's going to tell you, auntie, follow me now, follow me now, let me just go, I will take you there. They will carry your bag, sometimes you even think that I don't want to buy, say, please, I buy this, buy mineral, buy. What are they doing? It's marketing. At the end of the day, not so much gets to them, actually, but, you know, maybe 10 naira, 20 naira, you know, and the likes. Now, they are doing it on a small scale. Do you want to brush? Like, people have told you that, you know how to convince somebody. You can convince for Africa. And you're just there wasting. Look for big, short establishments who you know that need publicity and offer your services. They do not have to pay you. See, anytime you tell people that, don't pay me, they're happy. Yeah, right, yeah. I told you about how I got my first job, right? And you know, TIFA, I started to receive the pay. So money will definitely flow. Wherever there's value, money is attracted to it, okay? So when you get to the establishment, what you get to do is, so I want to market. You have to do your research and be sure that these people have this need. So I want to market. What will happen is, just give me 10% of every job I bring. I mean, Steve Harris talked about how he did that with his wife, you know. So give me 10%, and if you're zealous, I did it, funny enough, when I was in school, I did that. I used to market, you know, for a printing establishment, and I did it because I've always been this person who just wanted to be industrious. It's not like maybe I was looking for money or stuff. I wasn't. I just wanted to try out my hands on different things, and truth be told, right now, it's really paying off because I can do so much. And of course, we have private lessons. I told you need skills, so you cannot not know anything and just say, I want to do private lessons. Get to a printer. Print, this is optional. You can choose to walk around, walk to people if you don't have any money at all. But then, I mean, you can use human resource and shall get money and get to a printer and put out your number and say, don't just say, do you need a private tutor contact? Well, people may contact you, but there's so many other persons who just put out, if you need a private, you, am I just going to call any random person to come and teach my children? You have to learn how to sell by putting pressure on the problem. So imagine that you see something like, so the students have been out of school for 3 months. Many kids are blah, 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 blah. Others are blah, 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 blah. And I know how much it can hurt as a parent to see I'm your solution. Children are my kind of, my passion. And I have been able to, see, just put it, just type it. Put it everywhere. Nobody's going to start telling you that why you put indiscriminately. Just make sure that you put it in good places, strategic places. anybody who sees that knows that this person is smart, this person has something upstairs, and you'll be shocked at how many calls you would get. Okay, so it's about going the extra mile. All right, then, of course, a real estate agent, partner with a real estate firm, clean up services. You at least to clean. Do you get it? So you're probably mature. There's no money at home. There's no money anyway. At least to clean. Big houses. You don't have to have a complimentary card. Get somebody who is educated. Tell the person to write your number and your name. Knock on some of all these big houses and say, I do cleaning services. I can come and clean your house for you. Now, many reasons why people may not want to accept that is that, what if you are a stranger? What if you steal from me? What if? You can always debunk all that. This is where I stay. This is who I am. This is where I live. This is what I do. I am simply looking for a way to earn so that I don't beg. Let me see where the doors will not open. So rather than probably sitting at home and saying nothing, you can step, just that zeal. People can perceive when there is zeal, okay, and when the zeal is authentic. All right. And then, of course, people who have intellectual resources. You can create business plans for people and sell. There are a lot of people who have ideas. They have business ideas here, and they want to submit it to big companies and all that, but they really don't have the time to sit down and start thinking 5 years plan. What is the profit? What is the how many? So you that has strength, you are the kind of person that you're so detailed you can spend. Start making business plans and business proposals and selling them. Funny enough, this is something you can do even outside the shores of Nigeria. Research on that. All right, and then if you're listening and you don't have a refined skill, there is no skill anywhere, Sisan, there is no money, I don't know, there's nothing I know how to do, go and volunteer. Don't just stay and be pitying yourself. Go and develop your skills. Get a place where you can volunteer. Work for free. I did it. Oh, yeah, the things I've done. Okay, yeah, aside just volunteering in a radio house when I finished school, before I ended up getting a job in one, another place I got to volunteer was as a graphic designer, and I didn't know how to do graphics. I just told them that, please, I want to just be coming around, you know, just put me there. Yeah, I don't want to sit at home. And funny enough, I was working, but I was working weekends, and I had Monday to Friday to myself. But yeah, I'm reading a lot, but hey, there's nothing wrong in acquiring skills. So I went, and I am ripping. Oh, what am I going to say? So there's that. Now, business suggestions for teenagers. You're a teenager, you're listening to me right now. These are things that you can do while probably you're at home and you don't want to get bored. Now, listen, I don't know what you are capable of. Like for me, the very first thing on my list here is making things with wool. My younger sister, my cousin, she's very good with that. She can make her hair, she can make hair, she can make... See... Even home management, fixing of buttons. When I was in school, I had issues, right? So maybe you're like me. I'm more intentional about it now, though. But maybe you're like me, whereby that hand thing is not just your own. Don't stress it, okay? But then you can attempt to learn, make things with rules. You know, try to see how you can master computers if you have one. If you don't have one, I don't really suggest it like that. Me, I learned computer when I was in GS3. You see, when I had computer, that I knew I finally really learned the computer. So, but then if you want to, so that you can acquire knowledge, it's fine. So make things with rule. Another thing you can do to earn is a fuel attendant, work in a fuel station. Another thing is a sales attendant, work in a place where somebody... Now, sales attendant, I would suggest that you work where they do something close to what you like. All right, you can learn baking, you can learn makeup. See, if you learn makeup as a teenager, by the time you get to school, the chances of you ever being broke is very slim. I tell you, there's so many activities in school. All you have to do is just go in front of girls who still sit down there, carry your mirror in front and tell them that you make them up for a certain amount of money, or you tie their ghillie and whatever. So do you get it? Whenever you don't have so much with you, there's something that you can do. And if you're probably listening and you've started already, next thing you should be thinking about is structure. I tell people, what's different from the man who has just one small office, you know, where he's transacting and making millions, and Dangote and every other big person, you know, that, you know, the Jeff Bezos and all that, is structure. So this person has a branch in this state, in that state, in this nation, in that nation. So that is it. If you know you've gotten to the peak, how well structured is what you do. All right, this is me going on a really quick break, and after that I would accept calls. All right, I would take in calls. It will take in 3 or 4. So please, please, if you're going to call into the show, make sure that what you have to ask is present. Okay, we do not have so much time. Else, you can send in an SMS 0703099 3083. I'll take that again, 0703099 3083. Now, we have a community that exists on Telegram, okay, and a community that exists on Facebook, and you can be a part of it. On Facebook, it's Moments with the Queen Community. On Telegram, I would advise you just go on Instagram, MWTK Community, okay, and then from there you'll be able to get the link where you can get access and get to be a part of this community, so that you don't just hear things, but you would also be accountable, so that eventually when you hear these things, you know, they can produce for you. All right, I'm going to really quick break, and then I will be right back. Don't go nowhere and do not touch that dial.
It's Moments with the Queen.
All right, this is still the Moments with the Queen show with the Queen Sisa, and time is always a problem. Okay, so I want to ask you for a favor. So for every time you listen to the Moments with the Queen show and you have questions, please send them in as SMSs even while the show is on, okay? So that we would have room to take in more questions. But if you have something pressing that you want to share, something pressing you probably want to say, 0703099 3083. If time permits, I would only take 2 calls, else I'll take just 1. So make sure that you really have something pressing to share.
Hello.
Yes, hello, good evening. What's your name? Where are you calling us from? And then head on right to
Yeah, my name is John, calling from Lokoja.
John from Lokoja, it's good to have you on the show.
Yeah,
John.
Actually, I don't have anything to say. I just called to say I really like this program.
Wonderful.
It's giving me joy.
Mm-hmm. I'm happy to hear that. Thank you very much, John. It's good to know that the program gives you joy. Please call in and be sure you have something to say. All right, 0703099 3083 is the number to call. Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Turn down the volume on your radio set quickly now. What's your name and where are you calling us from?
This is Benjamin, calling from Zone 8.
All right, Benjamin from Zone 8. It's good to have you on the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, I just enjoyed your presentation. It's very, very beautiful. I just want to know, what is your Twitter handle? And finally, how can I offer a free proposal for people that want to do free job that don't have means of raising money?
How can you take that again, please? How can you do what?
How can I help those who need free jobs to do without having a capital? I have a lot of ideas to share. And I think
you have a lot of ideas to share.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I have.
Put them up on social media. Join the community.
So can I have the Twitter handle, please?
My Twitter handle is Queen Sisan, KWEENSISAN.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right. If you know you have a lot of ideas to share, another thing I would also suggest is build a structure around it. I know a lady, she's a friend of mine, and she makes money by selling ideas. All right, but that's a story for another day. This is our last call. Hello. Good evening. Hello. Your name, where you're calling us from, and go right ahead.
Hello.
Yes, hello. What's your name and where you're calling us from?
Hello.
Hello, I can hear you. I can hear you clearly. What's your name? All right, that's the much we can take. But then, if you know you have pressing questions, what I will tell you is get into the community, MWTK Community on Instagram and Moments with the Queen Community on Facebook. All right, and then you can also send in an SMS to +234 90171 64357. I'm going to take that again, +234, of course, because this is it's a Nigerian number, +234 90171 64357. You can send in an SMS to that number. Do not call that number. Send in an SMS if you have pressing questions. This number belongs to the Moments with the Queen community. Okay, so send in an SMS. Even if you have Telegram app and you probably want to be a part of the show on Telegram, you can do that as well. Okay, this is where I get to say my goodbyes. I really wish we had more time. But next week, we will be having Iyori Oguigwe share contact with us. It teaches us how to sell in 60 seconds. Please, once again, if you know you have pressing questions, because I have, my heart is full. I feel like I wish I could take those calls. So please send in an SMS. If it's really burning you, like it's really something serious, 09017164357. I'll take it again. That is +234 90 171 64 357. My name is Queen Sisan, and Queen Sisan is spelled as KWEENSISAN. You can reach me on all the social media platforms I consider relevant: Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, at Queen Sisan, KWENSISAN. That's how I get to say my goodbyes. Do not forget that I love you and transformation is in action. A beautiful voice would give you a reminder, shall we?
Remember, transformation is in action. See you next time.
And this is how I get to say my goodbyes. Do not forget that I love you and transformation is in action. A beautiful voice would give you a reminder, shall we?
Remember, transformation is in action. See you next time.
It's Romance with the